the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. 5th Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
About 15 minutes. Always a pleasure. You know, the Pac-12 has their media day today in Los Angeles. I don't know. First of all, is there a place where you can watch this? I mean, I don't, whatever the Pac-12 network is online or whatever, they pretty much laid everybody off, right? I don't even know who's working there anymore. The main guy there they laid off, he's now with the NFL Network. He's actually a really good dude. He was with us at Sirius XM. But I don't even know where you can watch it. I would find it interesting, though, the topic, and again, I don't even know the name of this new commissioner, but starts with a K. That's all. I think that's all I know. I don't know anything about this guy. He's got very little chance for success. But anything's better than Larry Scott. The question, though, about the future and expansion and all that would be interesting to just hear some of the commentary out there. It might not be very intellectual because I don't trust any of those folks. But I may pay attention if, first of all, somehow I found the darn thing. Kind of hard when you don't know who the commissioner is, even though they've announced him. Nobody even knows who the guy is. And you're out of sight, out of mind, because you're in the Pac-12. Jay Cutler's burner account. Bill, I'm proposing the TikTok football conference. It's called the TTFC, where only the softest teams survive. The remaining Big 12 teams will be the founding members. Maybe we can throw in Michigan so they can extend Harbaugh. Yeah, form a TikTok league. That would be pretty good. We could do that. Yeah, we could do that. Maybe have a maybe weekly on the show come up with the TikTok teams of the week. And the criteria would be you play TikTok level football. You're soft. You're wimpy. You'd rather be dancing to some silly little song in a little video clip than actually tackling somebody. That would be the criteria. That'd be it. Who could we put on there? Or we could announce the TikTok referee or what have you of the week, and that would be the one calling the most targeting penalties. Because remember, they champion. Oh my God, yeah, we're calling everything out here, Bill. If you look wrong at somebody, there's a penalty. Don't you do a horns down either. First thing the SEC should have announced on Wednesday was, once that story hit, and of course they were scrambling. Well, they weren't scrambling. They were trying to act like, eh, we're not going to comment on it. They already knew what was coming. They were just bracing. They're probably giggling about it. behind the scenes, Sankey and everybody. But they should have said, yes, it's true. OU and Texas are coming. Hook 'em down is not a penalty in this league. This is not TikTok football. That would have been a fantastic first announcement. Don't even go into Texas and OU are joining. Go right to the hook 'em down controversy and correct it immediately by saying, do it all you want. This is the SEC. No penalty. You think that clown, I don't know the guy very well. Let me back up. The head of officials for the Big 12. What was it? It's Gary Clark, I believe. Correct me now. He's the one that said, hook him down, we'll get you a penalty. You think that guy had any idea? You're not even going to have that team in the league here a couple of years, whatever. What's the point? You're not even going to be able to adjudicate this. They're not even part of your neighborhood anymore. Soon to be. Alan down in lovely Tampa. Welcome in, sir.
Good morning, buddy. How you doing?
We are well. Appreciate it.
I'm down in Fort Lauderdale today.
You're down there in Fort Lauderdale, Miami, a lot.
Yeah, we got a lot of work down here. I got to come back next week for like 4 days. But you got to go where the money's at.
Oh, I hear you. That's ask Oklahoma and Texas. They can tell you all about that.
Hey, good for them, man. You know, I was thinking last night, my granddaughter's 11. She was alive when FSU won their last natty, and my aunt turns 103 in August, and she was alive when A&M won their last natty.
That's a lot. That's yeah, your aunt was born, let's say, what, in 1917 or something?
Yeah, she turned 103 August the 3rd.
So that means she was around when you had the old Southern Conference, and there were like 40 teams from the South in it.
Yeah. You know, me and my wife was talking about it the other night with her. You know, you got to think about what she saw in her lifetime. I mean, the jet airplane, electricity, telephone. I mean, you know, there was houses in Birmingham. My dad didn't have electricity until he was 12. So you think about all the things she saw in her lifetime. It's kind of amazing.
Air conditioning.
Yeah. You know, cell phones, computers. I mean, it's a whole list of stuff, you know.
Amazing. There won't be a stretch like that. I mean, I guess the next thing is, I was just talking to my youngest has got his driver's permit, so every day in the afternoon I'll take him, you know, around here where it's not.
Oh, God.
I've done 7 of these, by the way, and it's killing me. And I was just talking to him. I said, I don't even know if in the future what you're going to need license-wise, because when you're in your 30s and 40s, everything's going to be autonomous. I don't know what the rule will be then.
I remember when my son was 15, we'd be going to Tallahassee for the ball game. We'd go up 75, we got on 10. I'd let him drive, and I'd read the Osceola newspaper. My wife would sit in the back seat of the truck with the dogs with her hand over her eyes.
We're not on the interstate yet. No, we're on these little bitty old streets where nobody else is. It's where we are.
There you go. You know, I was thinking, too, you know, this Notre Dame now, unless they join a conference, it's going to be hard for them to get in a playoff game.
That's come up. You know. I don't know what they're thinking privately, but maybe their flirtation with the ACC has picked up more.
And maybe West Virginia would make sense to go to the ACC because you got Virginia Tech. That would make, geographically, that would make a lot of sense.
West Virginia would crawl on their belly through glass for that deal.
I think it makes sense, and you could pluck maybe two teams that's left over from the Big 12, and everybody's got to get their bleep together because this SEC thing, what you were saying yesterday, 70, 80 million a team, that's a lot of jack. I don't care who you are.
It's, I think they're counting obscene money right now if you're in that office in Hoover.
Oh, yeah. They're stacking it up in piles. I think the NCAA is going to go away. And I hope Stan Wilcox loses his job because if we do get a TikTok team, Silly Willie could be the coach. They're in charge of dancing.
Yeah, Wilcox left Tallahassee, a couple of years ago to join Indianapolis, and that thing's imploding where he's at.
Well, he hired Willie. He pushed for that. So if he loses his job, it won't make me sad. I hate to see anybody lose their job, let me say that, but that guy really he really made some bad decisions, and it's going to take a while to get over it.
Not good. All right, be safe down there in Fort Lauderdale, sir.
We headed back tonight. Have a good day, Bill. Thanks for taking my call. Have a good
you
day.
You too. Yeah, you too. Rob in the 210. Come on, Bill. I am the new commissioner of the Pac-12, and we are going to actively recruit the University of Phoenix and Grand Canyon University to join our conference. Yeah, good buddy of mine. Grand Canyon, by the way, the college is in Phoenix, if you don't know. It's in Phoenix. But a good buddy of mine, Mike Vaught, was the AD there for several years. I think he retired, or I haven't talked to him in a couple of years, but I've known him forever. He used to do remember the football Frank stuff we used to do? Yeah, we used to have a segment that was sponsored by Advocare. And it was a weekly on Sirius XM, part of our show there. And he would come on and talk nothing but military school football, meaning Army, Navy, Air Force. And he went by the name Football Frank. Well, the people at Sirius XM were so mad, we would never tell anybody who it was. They asked all the time, the guys behind the scenes at Sirius XM, who is that? Tell us who it is. We would never tell. That was part of the tit for tat we were having with them. We never told them. Not one time did we tell them who that was. That was Mike Vaught. Anyways, Mike had lived here and actually was the AD at MBA. Then left and went to Dallas and was working in the athletic department under the AD at SMU. Was there for several years. Left there to go to Grand Canyon, which is, again, not the Grand Canyon. Not far away, but in Phoenix. It's really actually a pretty good athletic school. That's got ability. I don't know what their future is as far as some bigger affiliation, but not bad. Not bad at all. So Rob is saying to sexy up the Pac-12. We're going to go after the University of Phoenix and also Grand Canyon University. Rod, a Buckeye in Texas. Bill, I found it for you. The Pac-12 Media Days will be streamed live today on Comedy Central. That'd be about right. That'd be perfect. Jeff Chu, Bill, somebody should mess with the Pac-12 commissioner today during their media and ask, what are your thoughts on Colorado leaving the Pac-12? The AD at Colorado is also a good buddy, Rick George. Yeah, Rick, I met him when he and Jerry DiNardo moved to the 615 to take over Vanderbilt football. Rick was his recruiting coordinator. Good dude. Stayed in touch with him on and off through the years. Good dude. I think he's doing a pretty good job actually at Colorado right now. Rick George. Look him up. Good dude. Griff's coming up. Good dude there too. Not a TikTok dude. Good dude. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. We still see a little bit of traffic here on 65 South, trying to get down past Trinity Lane. Wrapping up that earlier collision, 4400 block of Murphy Road. Hopefully some of this fog will burn off sooner than later. It's starting to improve a little bit here in the downtown area, especially here on I-40 up by DeMumbrium and Broadway. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar is home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check out all their flavors at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
My husband's ED was affecting our marriage. When he first started experiencing ED, it was difficult for both of us. We didn't know who to talk to about it or where to get help. Hims was our answer. Hims connected my husband with a licensed provider online. He was able to get medication to treat his ED at a fraction of the price people pay for the name brand. It was delivered to our door, and guess what? Our sex life is back. It works.
Right now, get your first online provider's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. Yep, free. No copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Just the care you need.
Thanks to Hims, we got our sex life and our marriage back.
To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
The real estate market is always tough, but this market, it's unlike anything we've ever seen. When the average home stays on the market just 24 days and houses routinely go for more than the listing price, who you work with matters. Realtors have the expertise, local knowledge, and personal touch to give you a competitive advantage throughout the entire home buying process. And that's something an ordinary agent could never do. So make sure your agent is a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and we are in a two-week NASCAR break due to the Olympics, but we've got all kinds of stuff on tap. Brad Keselowski, Hendrick Motorsports, and your point standings. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, and I get my NASCAR news on The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
We are now doing video. Check us out at youtube.com/thefinallap. Every single weekday right here.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Mostly sunny, highs today around 95. For tonight, mostly clear, 74. Sunshine for Wednesday, highs 96. Wednesday night, mostly clear, 74. Sunny and hot for Thursday, highs 97. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio
to know anything about college football? Consult with the Encyclopedia Bill Tanaka every morning.
Mike Griffith, HAC's Dog Nation, joins us Tuesdays. Last week, he got so busy, couldn't do it. He hooked up with us on Wednesday. Griff, later that day, Wednesday, when you and I talked, all hell broke loose down there. Were you anticipating, was anybody anticipating a news story of that magnitude?
Not that I'm aware of. I wasn't anticipating that. There's a part of me that, you know, still can't believe it's going to really happen, but it sure looks like it's really going to happen. And, you know, the way to think about this, Bill, because my inkling, and just from the folks I've talked to and social media I've gauged, I don't know that the SEC fans are really excited about it. I think they look at this like, we don't need these teams. So, you know, now, well, why are we doing this, right? But I think the way to look at it is if not the SEC, then who? I mean, Texas and A&M are getting out. And if you want the SEC to stay number one, which it is, clearly, then you probably want Texas and Oklahoma rather than Texas and Oklahoma going to another conference. If we are indeed moving towards the 4-16-team super conferences, and it sure looks like we are, and when I say we, I'm talking about television, and I'm talking about money, and I'm talking about them turning college football into the NFL. And I don't like it, but money talks and greed walks. And so that's where we're at, is television networks are turning college football into the NFL because that's what the lunatic fringe likes. This is what the Super Bowl crowd likes. And, you know, we're kind of kicking and screaming, getting it dragged along with it, but there's no choice. So if it's going to go this direction, and if you got to add two more teams, I guess it might as well be Texas and Texas A&M. Or excuse me, Texas and Oklahoma.
Mike Griffith with us. this might not be important, but I do want to bring it up, and I brought it up earlier on the show. How does a story of that magnitude not leak prior?
Right. No doubt. I'm with you. Secrecy, money, again, because the people making these decisions know that the college fan base isn't going to like this. They know there's going to be resistance, and so they have to keep it quiet. And so it's almost like a sneak attack, right? It's almost like there's no time for anybody to protest. There's no time for anybody to come up with solutions. Somebody decided in a room that this is what we're going to do, and don't tell anybody, because if we tell them, they may try to stop us. Completely different than the college football playoff, right, where we talk about it, and we talk about it, and we talk about it some more, and we make sure everybody's fired up, and we really like it, and we say, okay, guys, we got to wait two or three more years now. Okay, you see how they did that? Versus this, you wake up one day, and oh, by the way, next Monday, Texas and Oklahoma are pulling out. So are we being manipulated? Yes. Is this anything different than what happens in Fortune 500 companies? No.
Brock Westfold up in Wisconsin, and I'll just paraphrase his question. It's Griff, looking at the Big Ten, do you think they will go after any of the remaining Big 12 teams and or some of the Pac-12?
You know, Iowa State and Kansas look like the most likely, right? They're already in Iowa. Kansas, great basketball school, very good academic school as well. I think Iowa State and Kansas would be the Big 10 additions.
And you don't think much would happen with them trying to reach further west?
No, because even with air travel, you still have some of those non-revenue sports. I mean, that's the other question. You know, is the integrity of these new conferences going to be maintained in non-revenue sports? You know, that's what I'd like to know. I hope so. You know, I hope we have these conferences have baseball and softball and, you know, certainly basketball and you know, the other, you know, track and other non-revenue sports. I hope there's still some integrity to the conferences across the board. We all know it's about football because that's where all the money's at. And football is what pays for everything else. I don't think so. I could be wrong, but, you know, to me, I think, you know, some of the Big 12 teams or the former Big 12 teams kind of splice off and get into the Pac-12. I'm more interested in what happens to some of the group of five powers in oxymoron, but, you know, Cincinnati, Central Florida, Boise State, BYU, you know, where do these schools land? You know, that's kind of my curiosity.
West Coast Sooner out in Los Angeles says, ask Griff about the proposed new East and West, where Alabama and Auburn would be in the SEC East, and, of course, you would just have a line drawn straight down the map there. I guess Alabama would be the furthest team to the West in the East, if that makes sense, if that map is right. There's also a proposal that, again, Griff, I don't know if it's a proposal, but an idea that they go to these quadrants, these four quads or whatever, or the pod system. Any idea about that in the future?
This looks like a wish list for Oklahoma and Texas to join the SEC and not have to play Alabama and Auburn. No, I don't see this. I don't see Alabama and Auburn and Florida and Georgia all being in the same division. I don't think that's going to happen. I know Texas and Oklahoma are used to calling the shots and getting their way in their conference, but they're going to have to get used to a new way of life in the SEC because the SEC isn't going to play that SA stuff. They ain't going to play that, okay? And that's going to be the biggest adjustment for Texas and Oklahoma, is that they're not going to be able to bully every other team in the league. That can't happen in the SEC. That absolutely cannot happen in the SEC because they have run roughshod and bulldozed the Big 12, the Big 8, the Southwest Conference. They had inequitable revenue at one point. They're shot callers. They're renting. They do what they want. That can't happen in the SEC. If you're going to take these two bully schools in, Greg Sankey's got to sit them down and have a talk with them and say, look, you know, even you can't pick on Vanderbilt, okay? Sometimes they don't show up for games, but we're not going to talk about that. And you can't have an inequitable revenue sharing base in this league. The SEC does not do that. It has been managed very well since Roy Kramer really put on the map. So that's something to really look hard at. I'm not sure how Pods just doesn't do it for me. I know that's NFL divisions. Can we just stop, though, trying to turn it into the NFL, Bill? Can somebody just draw the line and say, hey, wait a minute. There's some things about college football that we really like. Can we just stop trying to turn it into the doggone NFL?
I agree with you, Griff, but I tell you, I'm beat down to the point on that one where I just throw my hands in the air, you know?
It's frustrating. Almost as frustrating as watching the U.S. softball team losing the gold medal game again because they didn't throw the best pitcher in the world again. I don't get it. I get it. Everybody wants Kat Osterman. Did she say she wouldn't play if she didn't pitch or something? I mean, how do you not start Monica Abbott? I'm just beside myself. I feel so bad because she's the best pitcher in the world, and they did start her in the gold medal game. They bring her on in relief in the fifth inning, down 1-0 with a runner on second. It's like, what? Who's coaching this team? What the heck is going on, man? And then there was an athlete in another sport that pulled out because of mental. Who knows what's going on? It's like the basketball team. It's just like, what is going on with these Olympics, man? I mean, is it the different time zones? Maybe just being on the complete other side of the world, it's just seems like it's been a really tough start for our Olympians, Bill.
Yeah, and Griff, I don't even know what network it's on. That's how far out of the loop I am with it. I haven't watched
it. It's hard to watch live. It is. I found the NBC app today and streamed it. And wish I would have streamed it earlier. But now that I've found it, it is NBC. You can stream it through your cable network. But listen, I don't want to just complain about things. I'm excited about the start of college football. I'm excited about the SEC this year, okay? Texas and Oklahoma and all that, that's later. But this year's SEC, this year's college football season, Gus Malzahn at Central Florida, new coaches at Auburn, excited to see that. You know, this was pretty amazing. You know, there wasn't an SEC Media Days last year. So that meant this year there were 8 new coaches. Think about that. 8 out of the 14 jobs have changed in the SEC in the last 2 years. I'm covering Kirby Smart in his 6th year. He's the 3rd longest tenured coach in the SEC, and he's only going into his 6 years. It's unbelievable.
Anything out of the meetings in general, aside from OU and Texas, pushing that aside, that jumped out at you?
Well, yeah. I mean, I went to Charlotte, and I was really impressed with the ACC media days and really impressed with Dabo Swinney and his players. I mean, Clemson really, they've done a great job building a program there. And because they're in the ACC, I don't think they get a lot of credit. But I'm really impressed with Dabo and the program he's built. I was impressed with his presentation in Charlotte. The Clemson players, that Georgia-Clemson game is going to be a whale of a game. I mean, you're going to have 2 really prepared teams, maybe the best 2 teams in the country at the start of the season. When you think about it, Alabama's got to grow into a lot of those new starters they have. By the end of the year, the Tide will be rolling. To what extent, I don't know. But you can bet that Saban's hit the reload button. That's a story I want to watch. I mean, if Nick Saban can win the SEC again after losing 6 first-round draft picks and his offensive coordinator, boy, what a story that'll be. And he is a dynamo. You know, there's some other news that came out last week, Bill. I don't know if I had a chance to talk about it on the show with that Spurrier Award, but we're actually going to have a press conference that we're going to stream on SEC Country tomorrow night at 7 o'clock with Steve Spurrier. I didn't know this. Spurrier 3-1 against Saban. Prairie was 3-1 against Saban, won 4 straight SEC titles. Saban hasn't done that yet. What an incredible coach Steve Spurrier was. A Tennessee native right there from Johnson City. And he was the guy that a lot of schools love to hate, but boy, because he was so good, right? And he was fun. And he was a lot of fun. And I miss Steve Spurrier in the SEC. He was a personality and a great coach. And I think we're starting to see more guys step up a little bit. I saw Eli Drinkwitz with some personality there. Obviously, Lane Kiffin owns social media. Saban, I think, has become really entertaining and an effective leader. What Nick Saban says, I listen to. I enjoyed his presentation and what he had to say about vaccines and things like that, about how that was one more hurdle for champ. You know, how it affects your team's chances to compete. I mean, he looks at it in wins and losses, man. Forget the science. Nick's all about football. Hey, could this stop us from winning a football game? Let's get it out of the way. So that was kind of interesting, I thought.
So yeah, I didn't realize that. I must have lost track of you. So you left the SEC and headed over to Charlotte for the ACC.
I did. I had what I thought was a really good idea of driving from Birmingham to Charlotte, and 8.5 hours later, I realized it would have been much better to get on a Southwest flight in Birmingham or something and get to Charlotte, whatever, you know, Delta, whatever, and fly because it was the highways right now. And listen to me talking to people in Nashville about bad traffic and bad highways, but right. My goodness, how perilous. I think I heard that there's been more casualties even though there's been less traffic. I mean, it is a real mess out there, especially in the summer. And so I'd encourage anybody that's out there driving and listening to be extra careful. Extra. My head was on a swivel, man. I was extra careful, and I'm usually a pretty defensive driver. But this time I was super careful because I was seeing wrecks everywhere. And there were times, Bill, the traffic was so bad, I just pulled off. I said, you know what? I'm not driving in this, or I'm not sitting in this. I'm going to pull off and find a place to eat and cool my heels and get a meal or something because those roads right now, particularly in the southeast with these trucks, and I know they have a job to do, but it just makes it a little bit more difficult to navigate. Very perilous interstate conditions in the southeast right now.
Griff, we will see you next Tuesday, sir. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Bill. Have a good one.
Mike Griffith from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution's Dog Nation. I must have lost track of Griff. I did not realize he headed over to Charlotte. What happened? No, I know what it was. I was immersed in the intoxication of the Texas OU story. That's what happened to me. I was frat house drunk over OU in Texas, and I did not allow my mind to go anywhere else, topic-wise. That's what happened to me. I know exactly what happened. By the way, I've got an article. I'll hold it, and I'll just give you the little finer points. An article about the money. That's right. A 16-team SEC, OU and Texas included. I think it says fiscal year 24-25 projections of what the money for the SEC could look like with those two. And it will pull you up out of your chair. Again, it's all about the money. It's not about equity. It's not about fairness. It's not about doing what's right. It's about stacking the money higher and higher. Always, you got to understand that. All the other stuff is just fluff meant to obfuscate. It's about how high you can stack it. That's all it's about. I mean, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying that's what we're doing here. Okay, we'll take the break and I'll get to the money when we come back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Still a little bit of traffic at times here on 40 West coming past Fessler's. Pretty much typical, actually, for this time of the morning. Still not too bad up through Williamson County on 65 from Franklin into Brentwood. Watch your speed. We've seen a lot of radar, especially on I-40 out around Kingston Springs this morning. Prince's Hot Chicken is hiring at both locations. You can apply online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Bob's Steak and Chop House, located at the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. Voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, and one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu steak. Bob's Steak and Chop House offers the classic steakhouse experience. For reservations, call 615-761-3707. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 5 to 10 p.m. And they've got complimentary valet parking available. Bob's Steak and Chop House, located 5th Avenue downtown at the Omni Nashville Hotel. If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
At Slim Chickens, you and your family are our first priority. In every restaurant, we're working to ensure our food is safe, fresh, and ready when you are. From in-store pickup, curbside service, or now, you can get it delivered right to your door. Just order online or through the Slim's app. We're here for you, and we're ready to serve. Download the Slim Chickens app to order, earn rewards, and get it delivered.
With 3 locations in Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville. The George Plaster Show.
It's great. You finally landed in a place where you're going to thrive with the greatest people on sports radio, pretty much.
Weekdays starting at 2.
It's sports talk the way it should be.
The George Plaster Show.
Man, it's great to have you back, my friend.
The George Plaster Show.
This isn't going to be that much better now with George on afternoons, man. I can't wait, man.
George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio. Often imitated, never duplicated. Wordsmithing like a mofo on college football, it's Bill King.
Before I get the call, I want to lead you to the money. Now, I'm not going to get into all of this because it's deep, it's thick, and it's not worth it. It's confusing if you go too far here. This is a USA Today article by Steve Berkowitz, who's very good with the financial side of things. And he says, based on documents and interviews with industry experts familiar with the finances and revenue capabilities of Power 5 conference schools, a path can be drawn to a 16-team SEC with Texas and Oklahoma having close to $1.3 billion in revenue for the 24-25 fiscal year. Now again, you have to take into account grant of rights. That's not cleared up yet. There's a lot of obstacles. This article says that projections for 24-25, not that far from now, in an SEC that includes Texas and Oklahoma, the SEC's revenue would be so much that it would equal the NCAA's total overall revenue. Did you catch what I just said? Projections for 24-25, with OU and Texas included, would place the SEC's revenue equal to the overall NCAA intake. They're saying the SEC's fiscal year 24-25 could project to $1.3 billion that is divided up among 16 teams. And I meant for an awkward pause there. $1.3 billion. That's double at least where the SEC is now. The SEC's intake now per team is about $44, $45 million. It's a lot of money. Pandemic aside, $44, $45 million, somewhere in there. They're saying that each team, 24-25, Vanderbilt on one end, Alabama on the other, each team could take in $90 to $100 million each school based on league participation, league affiliation, somewhere between $80 and $100 million. Just a couple of years from now, because of this move here. There's the money, y'all. You smell it? There it is. There's the money. Cosby Cattleman, welcome in.
Bonjour, Monsieur King.
Paying Tony Vols 1.5 ain't squat anymore. That's, you realize, right?
Yeah. Hey, it's to him, though.
That's true.
I think his financial planner begged to differ with you a little bit.
No, but I'm talking about allocating the money. It ain't a problem.
Oh, yeah, I get it. I understand. But you multiply 1.5 times 10-year career, that's real money before you get for too long.
True.
Hey, Bill, one thing on topic on expansion, I want to say something about Walter Nolan, who's all over the paper over here on the pretty side of the plateau.
Yes.
You know, Bill, I get to thinking, are we just going to Sankey, the new commissioner, the new power, new super conference? Is that kind of where it's going? Everybody knows the SEC knows how to run a football league. Emmert's out of the football business. Is it just Sankey's ruler of the world now?
It's Greg Sankey, and there's not anybody. You're a horse racing. You love racing, right? 73 Belmont.
Oh, yeah.
If you watch the footage, it's Secretariat, and then you cannot see the other people, right? You can't see the other horses. It's far. That's Sankey to everybody else. Yes.
Yeah, 23 links or something like that.
Crazy. Yeah.
But then I saw Jay Billis lobbying for the ACC to merge with the SEC, Notre Dame. You hear about Ohio State and Michigan, or is it just going to be everybody jumping in bed and it's just a new 65-team Super League? Is that kind of where it's going?
I mean, I don't know. I've never been a fan of that. I saw the clip you're talking about with Billis, and he's saying the ACC should approach the SEC from a basketball angle, obviously. But
instead of keeping this team out or excluding that team, just let everybody jump in. Let Sankey run it.
I don't think that's the plan.
You want to keep out Tiger High and those types of people. You don't want Tiger High in, of course, people like that. But, you know, Bill, I got to thinking winners and losers. You know who, speaking of Tulane and schools like that, we all know our Southern football people know Tulane was in the SEC. I wonder how much they regret getting out way back in the 40s or whenever that was.
60s, yeah.
I mean, now a lot of these private schools, Peabody, Georgia Tech, do these schools really even want to play football? I mean, some of these academic schools don't want to play it anyway. They just kind of use it for the money and the exposure.
Well, Vandy's raised a couple of $100 million for improvements, so I think they're trying.
Yeah. And, you know, I got to thinking, Bill, you know, another two big winners I see in the SEC, Mississippi State. You know, Mississippi State probably couldn't get in the SEC today.
That's a very good point. If Mississippi State, they could not, they would not be a team that would be coveted. Correct.
Yeah, it's currently constructed, of course. But,
right.
I mean, I know they just won in baseball, whoop-de-doo and all that, but, you know, smaller state, no media market, you know, follow the state you get in the South, of course, but you start these number two schools in their own state, I just kind of wonder, what's Mississippi State really bring to the table? I know baseball's popular right now, but it's football, right? Football pays the bills.
It's all about football.
The Pirates pretty entertaining. Hey, Bill, one thing on Nolan here, I could do this stuff with you all day, but I'm going to make a contention to you, and I hate to be overly dramatic here, I'm really not. He might be the most important recruit for Tennessee since Chuck Webb.
I haven't seen any of these articles. You're saying it's all over the paper, huh?
Oh, yeah, get on the Sentinel, KnoxNews.com. He's playing for Powell. Definitely the most important recruit since Heath Shuler, which led to Peyton Manning, but he can go anywhere in America, including Criminal Tide, anywhere he wants to go, leg humpers. If you get the number one player in the state, send a nice message to all the in-state dudes. You hype on his credibility. I think he's number one on 24/7, isn't he? Composite.
He was, yeah.
biggest recruit since Chuck Webb, Bill. Chew on that after the break. See you.
Okay. Music says we got to take the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Still a little bit of traffic at times here on 40 West coming past Fessler's. Pretty much typical, actually, for this time of the morning. Still not too bad up through Williamson County on 65 from Franklin into Brentwood. Watch your speed. We've seen a lot of radar, especially on I-40 out around Kingston Springs this morning. Prince's Hot Chicken is hiring at both locations. You can apply online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. Whether you want to learn Spanish for future travel plans, French to connect with extended family, or maybe German to land a new job, Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday, practical conversations that you'll actually use. All you need is 15 minutes a day, and you'll be on your way to confidently speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel is designed by real language experts using a modern, conversation-based technique that makes learning fun, engaging, and best of all, memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then sentences gradually get more complex. Soon you're practicing short conversations about real life topics. And with 14 languages to choose from and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll be sure to learn what matters most to you. Babbel, language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
When you're ready to buy something, the first thing you do is go online. But buying a home is different. You've got loan applications, pre-approvals, competing offers, the list goes on. That's where a Realtor comes in. Realtors have expertise and local knowledge to give you a competitive edge that a search bar just can't. And in today's market, an edge is what you need. So when you're ready to buy a home, the first thing to do is make sure you have an agent who's a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Mostly sunny, highs today around 95. For tonight, mostly clear, 74. Sunshine for Wednesday, highs 96. Wednesday night, mostly clear, 74. Sunny and hot for Thursday, highs 97. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio
The old BCS computer runs on diesel fuel and dreams. We know this because it lives in Bill King's garage.
Jeff Chu says, I want to reiterate my stance. I'm not a big fan of expansion, but I do feel that this will be great for the long term. Not only will the SEC be even more dominant at the top, the lower and mid-tiered schools will mightily benefit. Big win for the Vandys and the Mississippi States. Lot of money cruising in. So projecting and again projecting in, what would it be, 2024, 2025? That fiscal area right there, they're projecting 80, 90 million a team. Maybe more. Yeah, maybe more. Crazy, crazy money, y'all. That's what this is all about. When they say times are a-changing, they're saying the bank account is a-changing. That's what that really means. Karen says, before the Texas-Oklahoma item, the new ESPN-Disney contract was always dramatically increasing the SEC revenue in 2 years without the Horns and the Sooners. Well, the news we know for sure is the CBS afternoon contract, which has got a couple of more years. I think, is it 3 more years in it? That was only paying $55 million a year. The new contract, which has been negotiated, is going to pay $300 million a year. And that's for one game. One game a week. Yeah, one game a week. Yeah, one game a week. The CBS game, which is 3:30 Eastern, 2:30 Central, that's going to be taken over, that slot, that piece of property, by Disney ESPN here in a couple of years. I think that goes through 24, does it not? There's a lot. Think about all the different items. The grant of rights goes through 24 for the Big 12. The CBS transition to ESPN and that Saturday afternoon game goes through 24. The playoff goes through what? If we get to 12 years, goes through what, 25? There is so much. Think about the horizon there. Now, there's quite a few that don't think we'll even get to 25 with the expansion of the playoffs, meaning it'll happen as early as it could happen would be, what, 22, 23, right in there? Something like that. So we've got a four-year window we're looking at. And in that window, so many elements. Also, let me just throw this back in there for the health of the game. Where is Nick Saban in all of this? I don't think he's anywhere near retiring. That could obviously change. I understand. In a split second, that could change. But as of right now, I don't think he's looking at it that way. He's wanting to coach. He's wanting to do the thing that makes him the happiest in the world. That's coaching ball. That's day-to-day grinding it out. He loves that life. He's attracted to it. That's his favorite thing. But in that next 4 or 5 year window, is Nick churning them out still? I wouldn't doubt he is. Now, the day that it's over for him, the day that he announces and or retires, whenever that is, that will be a historic notation that everybody should mark on their calendar and everybody should memorize that date. You don't duplicate a guy like that. There isn't another one about to go do what he's doing. Not like that. That is a date. When you start talking about history and changes and this moment, that's the point where the chalkiness gets loosened a little bit. One thing that I am not looking at is all these wild projections about mergers and everything else. That's what happened in 2010. Everybody went nuts. And I don't pay any attention to any of that. Some things could happen. Could a Big 12 team or two end up in the Big 10 or maybe Pac-12 or sure. Yeah, that could happen. But all these wild claims about leagues forming and joining, and I don't do it because there's a lot of noise. Most of that, folks, it's kind of like the stock market. Most of it is just noise. Just loud noise. I don't pay attention to it. I just don't. There's the music. Wow. 3 hours feels like 15 minutes. There's so much we can get to. There's so much we can consume. Tomorrow, we'll have Brett Ciancia with us. We'll have Blake Ruffino. I got to get Rusty somewhere in there. I don't know which day, but Rusty will be with us one of these days. Through the rest of the week. I haven't looked at the markets. I could not tell you. I don't even have the monitors on this morning. Too laser focused to even get to there. So I couldn't tell you who's doing what. Choppy, red, green. I'll look at it like in 2 minutes, though. @Patton_Cook. Make sure you follow him. @BillisKing on Twitter. Lash Pop.
WPDQ. Thanks, bro.
ABC News, I'm Faith Abubek. Simone.